Indian River's capital referendum was rejected in February and again in May. It sought to fund additional school buildings to handle a growing student population. Superintendent Mark Steele says the district will now lease portable classrooms to handle the over 11,000 students expected this coming school year.
We will put in the four at Sussex Central, to be eight classrooms worth. We'll put one at North Georgetown.
But Steele argues this solution is only a Band-Aid.
When you do the portables, remember, you're not widening your hallways, you're not making your cafeterias bigger, you're not making your gyms any bigger, or your auditorium. So you still have the same crowding in all your common areas, and trailers do absolutely nothing to alleviate that.
Steele notes another portable classroom was planned for Selbyville Middle School, but the principal there believes library space can be used to add two classrooms. Steele adds leasing the portables still costs taxpayers money through the district's operating budget, and Indian River estimates it will use 20 to 22 portable classrooms over the next 5 years. Kelly Steele, Delaware Public Media.